And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from the Sitka Health Summit. Anthony Treyas is with Search. He's with the Sitka Health Summit. And Doug Osborne is with Sitka Community Hospital, also on the Sitka Health Summit. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're here because coming up Friday is the 10th annual Sitka Health Summit Planning Day. Let's talk a little bit about what the Health Summit is, just to give a little bit of background. Who would like to start?
Well, I can start. It started 10 years ago when leaders from both the hospitals came together and said, let's see how we could cooperate. And they had this concept of bridge building and partnering and working together. They started a summit. It was actually Frank Sutton and Mo Chaudhry were the two guys who kind of had this brainchild. And it's just grown and evolved. And one of the big parts is this planning day where we have this open public meeting. Everybody's invited. All ideas are welcome. And we take citizens through a process where we brainstorm, evaluate, and then choose a couple of inspiring wellness initiatives that people can focus on for the next year. We give them a little bit of support, a little bit of money, some ideas, and then see where these goals go. And sometimes they go in great places.
Well, this year, your two goals are going to have a couple of different focuses, right? One a little more short-term contained mm-hmm. and another a little broader. Anthony, do you want to talk about that?
Sure, yes. So one of the short-term goal will be something that can be accomplished within the next year, where another goal that's much longer or broader that can take several years to accomplish, that's another option. So the two goals will be a short-term goal, something really we can get excited about, accomplish within the next year, something tangible. And then, as I mentioned, the long-term goal will be something we can work towards and may take a little bit longer time than just the first year.
Now, the real success of that, this seems to be a diversity of ideas and just dynamic contributions from as many sectors of the community as possible. So how does this Health Summit process support that?
Well, one thing we're doing this year, which is new, is people can submit ideas ahead of time. They might be out of town or they might not be able to make it for one reason or another. We've already had 30-40 ideas come in. But if you go to the website, www.sickahealthsummit.org, you'll see a place where you can register, and we still have room in case you want to come to the planning day. But also you can submit your ideas. So that's one way that people can participate ahead of time. And then the other way that people participate is a lot of the action and a lot of the forward momentum and movement and progress isn't just from the 60 or so people that come to planning day. It's people that read about it in the newspaper, hear about it on Raven Radio, and say, you know what, that's a project I could get excited about. And then they support it and they help out. And so there's lots of ways to get involved, not just this week, but in the weeks that follow.
Well, can we talk about some of the health projects that have come out of Planning Day, say, last year?
Yeah, last year one, I think it's a good example of how this can work, is the community playground that was selected as a goal. And then we gave them a little bit of startup money. They quickly, within a matter of 2 weeks, wrote another grant for $10,000. And then within a very short time, they wrote a $20,000 grant to CrossFit. And so they had enough money, they could put out an RFP to hire an architect, and it was a local person named Monique Anderson. She's wonderful. She had a design day with kids over at the Science Center. And during this time, she got the kids' ideas, and this group who'd gotten open a bank account and came up with logistics and came up with roles, they got organized enough to where they could accept not just a kid's idea, but now they're accepting money and they have a fundraising goal. So that's an example of just starting as a good idea in the morning of planning day, getting turned into a goal by lunchtime, getting a little bit of support, and then using that little bit of support to write grants and get more people, get more involvement. Their last meeting, which was just a couple weeks ago, they had 20 people. So it's thrilling to see how this has gone from a concept to where they have this design and it's beautiful. And so right now they have a fundraising goal, like Raven Radio, is $75,000. They want to raise that locally. And then they have some big grants from outside of Sitka that they're going to write and leverage that money to be able to update a playground that is not been updated in many, many, many years and is not accessible. And that was their goal. Their end game was that it could be something, if you were in a wheelchair or if you were of different physical abilities, you'd be able to use this and be open for everybody all the time. So their dream is an accessible playground, one that's safe, one that people can enjoy. And if you got a chance to see it at the library, they had some designs up. It's a glorious looking place anyone would want to play there of any age, I think. So that's how it can work, and it's just so exciting to see on Friday what people want to do. What's that right project at the right time? What's something that's ambitious and doable? And the playground was very ambitious, but their goal wasn't to have it built by this summit, but was to have a complete plan, including a fundraising plan, and they did it. And so part of what we'll do on Friday is hear stories like that and celebrate them. And then we'll go into the very interactive rest of the day where people are getting ideas and working with them and then eventually selecting a couple goals.
So people can still attend.
Yes.
There's still space.
There's no cost. There's delicious food. It's a great networking opportunity. It is from students in high school to people that are retired to everything in between. So we want a few more people. I think we have 58 people who've pre-registered, but some will kind of drop off the last minute. But we definitely have a lot of room. And as a bonus, Beth Short Rhodes, who is a wonderful cook, has a delicious complimentary lunch in honor of the Fish to Schools program, which was a Health Summit program, and they get it for free.
Okay.
Complimentary lunch.
And people can also still email in their suggestions.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Anthony, so you recently graduated with a master's in public health, I believe?
That's correct.
Okay, and you're new to Sitka. Welcome.
I am. Thank you.
And right off the bat, you got involved with the Sitka Health Summit.
Yes, it's actually really exciting to move to a community that has something such as the Sitka Health Summit. Coming out of grad school and studying community health and really what it all entails is really something like this, where no matter how old you are, no matter, you can contribute to the betterment of the community. And coming into Sitka and seeing something like this happening, not only this year, but for the last 10 years, is really actually phenomenal to see this and to see the projects that have come out of this summit. So it's really exciting to just be new into Sitka and to see something like this happening and to be part of it, part of the planning, and I'll be part of the facilitating the process during the event. And so it's really exciting to come into this and see something like this happening, and really looking forward to meeting the people who will be coming to the summit and really seeing how we can make this community better and healthier.
Did you expect something like the Sitka Health Summit when you first moved here?
Absolutely not. But it was actually, I had been to Sitka before. I was here for, I attended Sheldon Jackson for a short time in 2003. And obviously this wasn't happening at the time, but to come here in Sitka and be able to see something like this or to know that this is something that's happening is really exciting, and really look forward to seeing what's going to happen this year and the years to come.
It seems like this is sort of the direction public health is going to. So sort of ground up community engagement around issues of health that impact everyone who lives in a certain place.
Yes.
So would this be aligned with what you were learning in school quite recently?
Yes, it is. Where, we'll be helping with help in getting the projects going. And so that is something that's very beneficial. But yeah, it's really exciting to see this actually happening in this community. In fact, we're going to be having other people from out of town come in to see how this process works and then taking it back to their communities. And I think that's really phenomenal. And to see that as Sitka being an example for others to follow, it's really a great time, and it's really great for Sitkins to really come together and show that we are we do care about the community, and we want it to be better and healthier for all people.
So can we talk briefly about the kind of support that the initiatives will receive? So there's financial support and then a little bit extra.
Yeah, well, each of the goals will each get $2,000 in startup funds. And then in the afternoon, we'll announce the goals. The tribal chair, Mike Maines, will say the winner is, and he'll announce the goals. And then that afternoon, we start planning. I think the thing that people want that I hear again and again is, well, that was a great meeting, but I don't want to go back and things return to exactly the way they were. We want some action or some results to come out of it. And so we start that day. So Friday afternoon, once the goals are selected, people will go into one of the two action groups, and they'll start planning the kickoff meeting and who they're going to invite and getting some idea of what their end in mind is, what their goal is, their North Star, and then how they're going to share that with everyone. So that's the main support we do is kind of get them off the ground, and then we'll facilitate their kickoff meeting. Their first action meeting is usually in the evening, and more people are drawn depending on what the project is. And then we also will give them a letter of support, like the example of the playground group is we gave that letter right away that said at an open public meeting, everybody was invited. We brainstormed hundreds of ideas, and the citizens voted on this as the top goal for this year. And so we're giving them this support, and we hope you support them. And I think that letter could be a powerful one for funders from out of town to say, yeah, this really does have a lot of community backing. So those are the main things. I think the letter supports the main thing, but we'll also try to give as much attention and as much media and insert them into conversations. Like I'll be talking about the playground or different, you know, fish to schools or sit kitch or the farmer's market, bike friendly, all these previous goals. So we do that as well. But a little bit of media attention when we can, but mainly I think it's that letter support. And then throughout the year, if there's a way we can help, I mean, these are such worthy projects that do help quality of life, do help health. And so being available for ideas and to listen and to share from previous groups, say, well, I don't know if you know, but the White Elephant, for example, they've funded projects similar to this. So being able to give some ideas and a little bit of support is also nice. And I think also a big part of the Health Summit is some appreciation, because these are largely volunteers a lot of times. A lot of times it's people working at nonprofits. A lot of times it's people that are just doing this out of the goodness of their heart, and that definitely deserves some thank yous. So we try to do that a little bit as well.
Well, we are out of time. So Anthony, give us the what, the when. Okay. Where, all of those things.
All right. Well, the Sitka Health Summit this year will be at the University of Alaska Southeast here in Sitka from 8:30 to 4 on Friday the 21st.
Okay. So coming up this Friday, a number to call or contact?
They call me 747-0373. If you don't get your pre-registration in and you want to come, you decide that morning at 8:16 after you listen to the morning interview on Friday, just come. Just come. We'll 229 is a big room. We'll make space for you. But just if you're excited about Sitka and about health and about making this community even better, just come to the planning. They would love to have you.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Anthony Treyas and Doug Osborne, both with the Sitka Health Summit.